It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state wants to expand COVID vaccinations to younger Coloradans, even if that means some vaccine goes to waste. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Colorado wants more primary care providers like pediatricians to give shots. The federal CDC issued new guidance to convince more doctors to stock vaccine doses. Governor Jared Polis says the aim is to assure them wasting some doses is okay if it helps inoculate as many patients as quickly as possible.
We want to make sure that even if there's only one patient on hand to receive a vaccine, that the vial is punctured and that vaccine is given.
So far, of Coloradans 12 to 15, 11% has gotten a shot after first becoming eligible last week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman is pushing a city camping ban despite criticism from city council members and homeless advocates. The ordinance would ban homeless camps in the city. Kaufman says people would be moved only if they have somewhere else to go. But Kathleen Van Voorhis, a housing justice expert in Aurora, says that's not an option.
I think that our unhoused neighbors would love to have a place to go, but I think that it's a fairly ignorant comment. We do not have the shelter beds. We do not have the resources.
Kaufman expects federal funding will help pay for shelter resources. A similar camping ban in Denver has been challenged in court. Denver Public Schools Board of Education has approved new start times for middle and high school students starting next year. Classes will begin at 8:20 a.m. or later. The district received nearly 5,000 responses to a questionnaire sent to families. DPS's Elizabeth Stock said one word kept showing up.
Sleep better, better sleep, and more sleep.
Affluent families were overrepresented in the feed bank, but the district is committed to gathering more information from low-income parents before the policy kicks in. Researchers have argued for more than a decade that later start times improve mental health and attendance. There's a chance for thunderstorms along the Front Range this afternoon and tomorrow. This is CPR News.